LEAF, is the Women's Legal Education and Action Fund. They do legal work on behalf of equality rights for all women in Canada. They were a part of a coalition advocating for federally sentenced women at the Canadian Human Rights Commission. Diana Maggiore works with LEAF. To start off, she explains why LEAF was involved in the systemic review in May 2003.
Federally sentenced women are among the most disadvantaged women in Canada on the issues of race, disability, sexual orientation, and economic issues. So they bring forward a huge number of issues. The treatment of those women in prisons is deplorable, so the opportunity to raise those concerns, both with the Commission in the hopes that they will be able to get the government to take action and to change those conditions, is an exciting opportunity. This is a sort of new process with the Human Rights Commission, too, so the notion that we have a process that might be able to get at systemic discrimination issues is really important, both for the women in the prisons and for women and other oppressed groups generally.
Deborah Parks is a member of the National Association of Women in the Law. NAWL is a national women's organization which promotes the equality rights of women through legal education, research, and law reform advocacy. Deborah starts by talking about NAWL's involvement in this systemic review.
NAWL often works in coalition with other equality-seeking women's groups, such as LEAF, such as the Canadian Association of Elizabeth Fry Societies, Disabled Women's Network, Native Women's Association of Canada, and a number of the other organizations that are involved in this particular systemic review of the treatment of federally sentenced women. NAWL's work is usually rather than litigation and court-based work, it's, I think, complementary to the kind of work that LEAF does. We tend to focus more on law reform and that kind of advocacy in the legal arena, recognizing that is very much interrelated with court cases often and human rights commissions and that kind of thing. So as part of our law reform and advocacy, we were really pleased to see the Canadian Association of Elizabeth Fry Societies and the Native Women's Association of Canada taking a lead on this particular issue and inviting us into the coalition. And our members are lawyers, law students, law professors, and other women who are concerned about discrimination against women in Canada. Our members, many of them, have been involved in raising issues of discrimination experienced by women prisoners for quite some time. Our executive director used to be with the Canadian Association of Elizabeth Fry Societies, was on the task force on federally sentenced women, which in 1990 released a very broad-based report recommending all kinds of changes, many of which we're still seeking to have implemented now. So NAWL sees this as really the continuation of decades of work in many ways, feeling frustrated by the lack of accountability, the lack of change, and the ongoing discrimination experienced by women, but somehow we are undeterred and we are still, you know, working at this issue. And what we see hopefully coming out of this complaint, or actually I say complaint, but what it is really, as Diana said, a new kind of process, which is more broad-based than an individual human rights complaint, and hopefully will get at a number of systemic issues. When we talk about systemic issues, we're talking about the whole legal apparatus that allows women and, you know, does set up women to be criminalized in the first place, as well as to be classified as high risk, meaning they're subject to intense and much higher levels of security than they need. And those are all based on their social condition, their poverty, their status as Aboriginal women, their mental health needs, which get translated into risk factors. So that's one of the things. And then just really seeing the deplorable treatment. I mean, it goes into every area, such as the classification system, the lack of any real minimum security conditions for women, serving their sentences in de facto segregation. All these things are what we're hoping the Commission will issue a very strong report on. And then it'll be still an ongoing advocacy project trying to get that implemented into law.
Another example of the work that both LEAF and NAWL are involved in was the case of a federally sentenced woman who was given a sentence as a dangerous offender.
In that case, that was only the second woman ever to be designated as a dangerous offender, and it was completely a discriminatory classification applied to her. And I know that many equality-seeking women's groups were involved. There isn't much prisoner litigation, actually, for anyone, let alone women prisoners.
Part of LEAP's work includes getting involved in cases where women have come into conflict with the law. Most of these cases are on a systemic level as advocates.
LEAP was actively involved in the inquiry into the death of Kimberly Rogers, who was serving a conditional sentence in her home under terrible conditions and died. So, again, there's lots of connections between issues of poverty and issues of women in prison. So we certainly have been working on those connections in the past as well.
Diana Maggiore and Deborah Parks continue with some comments on the possible ramifications of the systemic review. They also look at strategies for change in the future.
I think this case represents both the problems of law, the limits of law, and the possibility of law all rolled into one. Of course, it is the law that got the women in there in the first place, and it is the application of laws that are making their lives so miserable. And now it's trying to use law to redress that problem, and there have been lots of attempts in the past to use law to try to address these concerns, endless numbers of inquiries, reports, and individual cases. And the situation hasn't really changed. In fact, some argue it's getting worse. So this process has the potential to have dramatic change, and certainly it has the potential to, again, raise these issues in the public and have people understand better the conditions and the issues under which women are living. If the federal government did change as a result, it would have a filter-down effect, I think, in terms of other institutional settings and other incarceration settings. But even if we just get very positive stuff from the commission itself, that keeps the issues alive and the pressure on. So hopefully in the long term, things change.
This work is daunting and can be depressing, but you have to look for what are the positives. And what I think is exciting about this coalition is that it brings together those of us who have a legal background and who can try to bring some pressure in those arenas, but also bringing together activists, women who have been inside, who have the lived experience in prisons, and other women who are just allies who really want to see these things changed, and recognizing that we're not going to achieve equality in the legal realm. Certainly not as the only way to try to achieve equality, that we have to be looking at all kinds of different avenues, you know, including more direct action kind of activist work, including, you know, this doing this kind of, you know, media work and actually doing, getting the word out there, creating links between organizations like ours and anti-poverty groups, and kind of making those connections and links and trying to bring pressure to bear both in the political realm and in the legal realm. And that's why when I say NOL tends to be focused on lobbying and law reform, we certainly could do more in that area to make those linkages, and we're trying to do that. And that's why I think these kinds of processes can be helpful, and that's why we want to be involved in it. If I could also pick up on one thing you asked about, you know, whether any changes that we can optimistically achieve throughout this process would affect other prisoners as well. I mean, I live in Manitoba, and I actually, in another hat that I wear, I sit on the board of the Manitoba Elizabeth Frye Society. Our work is on behalf of women who are criminalized in Manitoba, and because we don't have a federal institution, we're talking about women who are in the provincial prison system there, in the provincial jail. And if I could just raise awareness about that, I mean, all across the country, the provincial jails are an utter black hole and dark corner in terms of being utterly unaccountable, because the women and men serve relatively short sentences, under 2 years. They're under the radar screen for much advocacy work and for much even politicians being aware of it, or even those who could put pressure. So I'm hoping that we can get a really good precedent from the Canadian Human Rights Commission, that those of us who work also on behalf of women who are incarcerated in provincial prisons or provincial jails can use that to lobby our governments to change the conditions there, because I know that in Manitoba it's absolutely abysmal, and we have 75% to 80% of the women in our provincial jails are Aboriginal women who are marginalized, poor, and who really should be in the community. So If I could add that kind of connection, because I think that we often forget about the provincially sentenced prisoners as well, and we need to keep them in mind.
And the other issue, I guess, relatedly, is youth and the number of young women going into prisons and or into detention centers, and concerns about what's happening within the conditions in which they're being kept, but also the future of those young women.
Yeah, and Corrections Canada's own research shows that they are preparing for exponential growth, sadly, in the population. And we're talking about young women coming up through the youth system. So, yeah, talk about that flying under the radar screen,
yeah,
too. It's completely unaccountable and unknown.
So we have lots of work to do.
That was Diana Majuri from LEAF. LEAF is the Women's Legal Education and Action Fund. Deborah Parks works with NAWL. It's the National Association of Women in the Law. They were both delegates who made presentations before the Canadian Human Rights Commission Systemic Review, looking at discrimination against women in prison.